Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel, Posuk Hey. Mishpat Yeschem B'nei Yerushalayim. He invokes on B'nei Yerushalayim a shvua. I don't know how you invoke a shvua on someone else, but that's it. On B'nei Yerushalayim, we'll see, B'tzvois or B'ayelois HaSode. And that refers to the animals of the field. Tzvois is the hosts. I don't know what that means. It's different types of animals that run wild. Im to'iru, if you will... What? No. It sounds like something. We'll see. We'll see Rashi. It's causing something negative. Im to'iru, eso'avo. I guess you cause the love that we have between us and Hashem to diminish or to be interfered with. Ad shetechpots, when he, until it is desired. Let's see Rashi, because we don't know what it means. Shpati eschem, ho umois, b'yoisi goylo b'neichem. When we're in Golos, in the midst of the umois, we swear at them, so to speak. And we say, you guys are going to be in trouble. Im tirum t'eru, avas doidi mimeni, hayedei pitu v'hasoso, the Ozvoy Veloshu Ve'achrov. If you're going to, in other words, you're going to be like the animals. You're going to, I guess, animals get shot, animals get killed. You're going to be in trouble. If you attempt to interfere with the love, to take away Avas Doidi, the love that I have for my beloved, which is Hashem, from me, they Pitu V'Hasoso. Pitu V'Hasoso means when you entice somebody, or seduce somebody. That's Peter's seduction. Asos is like, enticing a person. Lo ozvoy, to leave him. Velo shuv me'acharov, and to turn away from him. Lo ozvoy, velo shuv me'acharov, ad shetechpots, bo'oid she'ahavosoy. Chofetz olai, as long as his love is still desirous to me. In other words,
I don't understand the whole.
No, that's like comparing them. This is your fate is going to be like the fate of animals. Your fate is going to be like the fate of animals. This is serious. So I guess the hosts. I guess the animals that run wild. I don't know. Rashi doesn't comment on that.
Earlier he does.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier he does.
What's he saying?
Back in Perek Beis, he says like, yeah, you'll become hefker like the animals of the field.
Okay, so that's it. Now, let's leave that. That's not where it's at. Okay, like the animals of the field.
Perek Beis plus Exile.
What?
Perek Beis plus Exile.
Perek Beis.
Yeah.
Well, it's exactly the same
thing. So it's.
But this kind of. At Shifah, he was asked, no. Perek what?
Perek Beis Pasuk Zion.
Zion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Zion.
Shpati
Yom Shulayim, Mesoiz Lai Sasodeh, Im Te'iru, Vim Te'iru Eso Avo Ad Shetechbots. Okay.
Same.
So what does Rashi say there? So I said, Shetiu Hefker O Machel Kitzvoim, like Tzvi, I guess Tzvois, I'm sorry. Tzvois, he says, he refers to Tzvi, he refers to deer. To deer and to rams.
Right. He says a different Lashon for Im Te'iru, Vim Te'iru Eso Avo. He says,
Shnosu la chlifa. Shebeni la chlifa.
He doesn't say la azul.
Shmeni la spada
sacharechim. I don't know why he switches lashonos.
To kobe libi.
And also for the next Rashi, he switches lashonos.
Yeah, but who chofetz be? The kol oid, here it says, you're right. Here it says, kol oid she kobe libi, as much as the love is deep in my heart, which means I still love him. But who chofetz be, and he desires me. So in other words, here they're saying, as long as the mutual love between us, me to him and him to us, still remains, then if you do anything to try to dissuade me from that, you're going to go the way of the animals. You'll be hefker umachol, you'll be preyed upon and hefker like the animals. Vimtim terusha beini lebein doidi. Okay, that's the same. Shanoiso lachlifo levakir this part of sacharechem. And here he says,
"Lo ozvoy, Also, he says pisoy v'hasasa. Here he doesn't say that. Well, he does. He says the spasa.
Well, that's
stuff,
that's the. Wait a second. So I don't know. Shanoiso lachlifo. I don't know what the difference is.
Wait, we said pshat. It supposed to mean to change one thing in the.
I understand, but I don't know why here he doesn't say that. Okay.
It's like taking it to the next level. Like earlier, I was saying, if you even change a small thing in the relationship, or you make me whatever, and over here, and then more recently, this one is saying that if you make me abandon him entirely.
Oh, he was saying how asked Kasha. This one was Ma Mishana Rashi Pirusha Po Vlo Pirusha
Po. Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, no.
Yishlomar the Kavanas Rashi B'chol Makom Haisa Shvuah Lefi Inyan To Le'el Ma'ari B'Tveikos Ava Kmo Shamer B'Diglo Ale Ava. You want to see it?
Yeah, I mean, this is what it says. Here it says, here it only talks about his love. Calls man that I love him. That's not what he says. Also chofetz olai. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that. Okay, I don't know. Let's leave that. In the meantime, but this idea is very clear that the Klal Yisroel is very adamant that the Umas HaElam are going to be destroyed. Like animals, they'll be hefker if they attempt to dissuade us from, even though we're in Golus and we're amongst them, and if they try to dissuade us, then kol zman that I love him. In other words, if I drift, I drift. But when I'm still... I don't think it means that. Let me ask you a question. Does kol zman shel chofetz olai mean that as long as I still love him, but when I stop loving him, then it's okay? When I stop loving him, then it's irrelevant because I stopped loving him. You can't take me away. Or does Rashi mean to say something else? Klal Yisrael is in the Golus. And I know that that love will never disappear. So I say, kol zman that I still love him, which is forever, I swear that you're going to be destroyed if you attempt to undermine that.
What does that have also come
to mind? I mean, that, I guess
his
that...
His love is...
I guess that his love is desirous upon me, which means that means I still desire his love, which means it's me, it's totally in me, I love him. I desire his love. So maybe that's the pshat.
It doesn't necessarily mean that I love him.
What?
It doesn't necessarily mean that I love him. It means that I appreciate him.
Well, if his love is desirous to me, that's a relationship.
No, but that's like
a relationship meets CD. I don't know.
That's missing in the relationship because you're not producing your own appreciation. You're just appreciating his appreciation.
No, but that's because I love him. That causes it. I don't know.
No, because over here he doesn't say that. Over here he says, but whole ochi to kua believe
B. He says both over here.
That's two separate things.
He says both over there. But here he says.
Yeah, why is it both over there?
I don't know. But he says here, but ochavo soy that his love is desirous upon me. Not shechofetz olai, he loves me. Avoso chofetz olai means that I desire his love. So it's I'm still in love with him. I want his love. I that means so much to me. So, but the question is Klal Yisrael setting a limit and saying, well, if kol zman that that's true, then you're gonna be hefker, you're gonna be destroyed if you try to dissuade me. But if I stop, then you'll be okay. Or is the shvuah faker? The shvuah is you better not do it ever, because that love it will always be in me. Kol zman says as long as I love him, which means forever. Pashta, I can't prove it. But Pashtus is like, well, what are they saying? As long as I have it. Well, if you don't have it, then I can't dissuade you. So what are you telling the Umas HaElam? You're telling them they should measure to see, check in with me every week to see if I still love him.
That's what he's saying.
What?
That's what he's saying?
No. I think if I care, Sometimes you say that. As long as I love him, which means I'll always want his love. I'm confident that I'll always want his love. And therefore, I tell you, if you ever do anything to try to dissuade me, you're going to be in trouble. Because my relationship with him is permanent, and it will remain such. It sounds like that's more like what it's saying. Okay, so let's move on.
Is it possible along those lines, you're saying that to Oru here, to Yira to Oru, is saying if you remove...
Nice name, it's easy.
just 1 second, please. Yeah, okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's the Rebbe.
Okay.
Since Yira to Oru is saying, if you mess with Hashem's love for me by... through Pitoy and Hasasa, meaning if you make Hashem's love for me diminished, so to speak, because you've pulled me away from him, and then...
Avas doidi mimeni. No. The love of my beloved from me. Avas doidi mimeni.
Where they're pulling us away from Hashem, therefore his love is, so to speak, diminished. But at that point, we know that our love is still super strong.
It's not mashma like that from the end. Avas doidi mimeni. The love of him from me, in other words, my love of him. What should I do with your piti v'asoso? Le'ozvoi v'lo shuv me'acharov. Or maybe piti, in other words, oh, you may be right. Wait, let's see. In other words, you're reading it like this. Avas doidi mimeni, the love of my doidi from me. You're going to.
So I'm not gonna love us anymore.
One second, slow. You're going to cause whatever it is to tamper, to disturb through the pitui, the love of his, my beloved's love for me. Through pitui v'asoso la'ozo, because you're going to be mefate me and seduce me to loshuv me'achar, loshuv la'ozo, to forsake him, but loshuv me'achar, to run away from him, to turn away from him. And that way...
I'm not going to love us?
And that way, that'll take away... you. That way, you'll take away, you'll cause him not to love me.
That's...
Ad shetechbos, let's see how that reads. Usually, once it becomes,
don't we see that once the love becomes diminished, we see that Hashem is, so to speak, hiding his love or something like that. Once we've fallen so far, and you know, Rahman has come to Hanukkah different times throughout history, where we see that we've turned away from the love, or we've been pulled away, and therefore Hashem's love has been hidden, and we become oppressed. And now we realize how strong we desire the love.
I think you're putting some extra thoughts in there. I don't know where they come from. Let's just get, what does he say? Let's take your reading. I like your reading. Avas doidi mimeni, the love that he has, the avas doidi, you're going to take it away from me through, because you're going to be mefatimi to leave him, and that's going to cause... that it's going to diminish his love for me. And this, I'm telling you, if you dare to do such a thing, you'll be hefker ke chayos hasodeh, and ad shetechpots be'oid sha'avosoi chofetz olai. As long as his love is still desirous for me, in other words, I still desire his love. As long as I desire,
that's the same exact pasuk in earlier.
It is, I know it.
More clearly,
what? No, not more clearly. It says a little differently.
Oh, you saw that also.
Sorry.
What? Oh, no, I didn't realize.
No, he says differently. He says differently. But wait a second. So according to you, according to Aaron, what is this? As long as I still love him, which I'll say means forever. Don't you dare do anything to take away his love from me.
Person could be seduced even when they're in a...
Wait, it makes more sense now too. I love him. I know myself. I will always love him. But I'm not sure he's always going to love me. And I tell the Ummah, you better not do anything to entice me to leave the relationship with him, which will cause me to lose his love. What about the fact that you're enticing me not to love him anymore?
That's not necessarily. It's not enticing me not to love him. A person could be in a great relationship, and as soon as you put flashing lights and instant pop-ups on screens, or you see it today, you could be enticed after other things, even in a loving relationship.
Am I still? That's the question. Do I still love Hashem even after they entice me to leave him?
Yes.
As long as I have that love, if you do that, because that's going to cause him not to love me.
It's very frustrating. I love his love, and yet I'm not following his ways. So it's like you're living a stira.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Why doesn't he say to them, if you entice me to stop loving Hashem? If you tell me to slowly, let's think. This is deep things, and we're conjecturing because we don't have enough proof of anything here, so we have to think it out slowly and logically. I'm asking you a question. Why doesn't, I don't know if I have a right to ask such a question, but then you'll tell me I don't. Why doesn't Klal Yisrael say to the Umayyads, if you dare to destroy the love that I have for Hashem, through pitui v'hasoso, lo'ozvoi v'loshuv me'acharov, if you dare to destroy that, you'll be destroyed. Why does he only say, if you dare to, adidei pitui v'hasoso, cause Hashem's love for me to be diminished, that's what's going to destroy you. Why don't you dare try to dissuade me from loving Hashem?
Well, you're like, lo'ozov is extra?
What?
Lo'ozov is extra?
What do you mean, lo'ozov?
What are you asking?
I'm asking a simple question. An outside question. I don't know if I have a right to ask such a question. But I'm asking it anyway. I'm asking you, why doesn't Klal Yisrael say to the Umayyads, or say both, listen, you guys, if you try to dissuade me from following Hashem, and thereby undermining my love for him, you're going to be burnt to the crisp. You're going to be like the Hefka, like the Chayas HaSoda. Why does it seem to be that he's only saying, as you say, I'm accepting your reading, and he's only saying is that, Umas Oilam, if you guys dissuade me from Hashem so that he will no longer love me the same way, that's when you're going to be in trouble. But it doesn't mention the fact that if you dissuade me from my love of Hashem.
Did you understand the earlier Rashi that way?
I'm not sure how
there
it's both seems. It seems to be saying both. He really says one. So it seems Chum has some kind of a teretz for that. I'm not sure what it is exactly, if it makes, if it fits so well.
But he's saying that it's different, or different expressions, or it's the same?
And here he says it seems only one, it's only one focus.
I think, one second.
Here it's only one focus.
But if it would be like sometimes there's this expression, sometimes there's that, like there's different meaning, then it would be less of a kash a little bit.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know if it's such a kasha anyway.
Right.
But you see, the reason that I like this kasha is because I like the terrace. You know what the terrace is?
Can I try? I'm very honest.
Okay. I admit it. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Can I try to fulfill your agenda?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so maybe shots like this is that if you're going to compromise my love for Hashem through this pisoy, so what harm did you do for me? You're a mefatami. Mefatami means that you convinced me. I'm doing a baratso. But if you convince me...
What harm do you do to me? You took away my life.
No. I don't love him anymore.
But you... But now I do love him.
I have a love somewhere else.
Excuse me, sir. I love him now intensely. Right. And I say to them, but you know, if you haven't convinced me not to love him anymore, that's fine.
But if you swap my love for something...
You can't let you continue. That statement is ridiculous.
Why?
Because
no, we're talking about piso. It means it's a rut zone. So you're swapping
the love.
But
imagine that. You stand now deeply in love with him. You say, hey guys, if you can get me not to love him anymore, that's fine.
Okay, I don't think it's as bad. It's bad. But I don't think it's as bad as if he loves you.
It's both.
right now.
So say both. Come
stop
on.
Stop loving you.
You don't think it's as bad. I think it's terrible.
So you want as much love as you want. No,
I don't. Agree. I don't agree with you.
Rabbi, is
I don't. I don't think that makes sense.
Why?
I just told you why. Because if I right now I love him. So I'm not going to say, listen, guys, you know, I love him right now. But if you could convince me not to love him,
no,
that's fine.
You'll show me a different love. There's a lot of love out there.
Your level of appreciation of what it means to love Hashem in this statement that you're making is appalling. Now, I'm not saying that's what you are, but in the statement that you're making, in other words, you know, I love Hashem. But if you convince me otherwise, I'll be fine.
I come along and say, listen, this intense love.
If you love your
now,
wife like that, she's in trouble. I love you dearly, my dear wife. But you know something? If not, I'm sorry. That's the only way you'll understand it. Yeah? I love you dearly, my dear wife. But you know something? If somebody convinces me not to love you, I'll be happy. What do you mean? If someone, I'll shoot him. I'll kill him if he tries to convince me not to love you. Don't argue the point. It's not, please.
Rabbi, is it possible that...
No, no, it's not.
Is it possible to answer...
One second, what? Yeah, go ahead.
Is the fact that the pitoy and a...
Hasosa.
Pitoy and hasosa, that's not... When you seduce somebody, you're not showing them why what they love is bad. It's not diminishing my love for Hashem.
Why not?
Rather, it's giving me... It's showing me that there's potentially something that I could love a little more.
Come on. That's diminishing the love, number one. And number two, when you pitui v'asosa, lo shuv me'acharov, that tempers with the love. Let me say, it's late already. Let me just tell you what I think. I'm thinking. I don't know if the kasha is good, but the teretz, I think, makes a lot of sense. I don't know if I can't prove it. And that is as follows. Klal Yisrael doesn't say that. You know why? Now he's going to ask me. I and the other Rashi, it does say it. So I don't know about that either.
Love's internal?
That's right. You can't convince me. If you'll get pitui v'hasosa and you turn me away and lo shuv me'acharov, the love will still be tokua, believe me.
Hashem's love's not eternal?
No, but I'm afraid. No, maybe it is. But I'm afraid that if I sin, if I leave him, he may not love me the same way. It's my fear.
The same way. He says the love is not.
Yes, yeah, so I'm afraid. I say you don't, you dare, because I don't want to be a situation where maybe Hashem's love will be diminished. I don't want to.
But
don't.
What's the Messias?
Do me a favor. Let me finish before you attack it, and then you'll have much more to attack.
No, and see, it's also that
Hashem provides everyone's needs. One second. Listen, if I love, if I have a loving relationship, I am sure that my love will never change. But I can't speak for someone else. I can't speak for someone else. I don't know if someone else's love is not going to change. I hope so. I believe so. But so therefore, as a precaution, I say to you, Umos Olam, you better not try to convince me to turn away from Hashem. And what bothers me? Because I'm afraid I'll lose that love. And the truth of the matter is, if I'm right about this, then it's a very, very meaningful thing too. I'll tell you why. Because Rashi at the beginning of Shir HaShirim says that Shir HaShirim is all about Yira Shamayim V'Kibbol Ol Malchusa. And nobody understands what Yira Shamayim V'Kibbol Ol Malchusa. If you come here every week when we do this, you'll never hear a word about Yira, only about Ava. It's not Yiro, it's not Kabbalah, so Baruch Shemayim, it's Ava, 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 Ani, the Doi, Doi, Li, and the Vite, 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 the same thing. The Teretz says, one second, what's the Yiro? So I always try to say, Baruch Tzadikim says that one of the real Yiro that we have, Yiro Hashem, Yiro Shemayim, is the Pshat is that we're afraid of losing the loving relationship. We're afraid of losing the love. That may very well be what Klal Yisrael is saying over here. You better not try to dissuade us from our keeping close to Hashem, because we're not afraid that it's going to affect us. We will always love Him. But we're afraid that maybe if we do, how do you say it? Lo shuv me'acharov, what are the two things he said? If we forsake him, we're afraid that's going to diminish his love. And that is the fear that we find in Shir HaShirim. The fear that we find here is the fear of losing Hashem's love. That's the only fear that you have here is the fear of the loss of love. That may very well be pshat in this Rashi. Why the other Rashi says it both ways?
Why would Rashi repeat ideas in Shir Shirim?
Why?
You're saying that Rashi of Kula Akiva Mahuso, it's full of Yira.
No.
So that's the same idea over here. Then
That's repetition of ideas. So what?
What's the Chiddush here?
Doesn't spell it out what it is over there. That's not a problem. It doesn't spell it. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't explain it. Now Rashi says that this is what it's all about. Now we're beginning to see how it's all about it. That's not a kasha.
No, but now the same idea. It's the same idea. I'm scared.
What's today? Two.
Oh, that's not fair.
Two, three.
Wait, Rashi's playing games. Like he's kind of like.
That's not games.
Just say the idea where you're saying it. Why, like, say it happening?
He's there. He says what it's all about, Rashi. This is a specific instance.
There's nothing specific here. There's no added idea.